Blog Talk Radio.
Model Angela.
Yeah, it's your boy Ceddie J in the building. What's good? What's good?
Do I still sound sick?
No, you actually sound better. Like Sunday, you was like, man, you could tell you was done. You could tell you was done. You starting to kick back in now.
Yeah, I felt like I was done. It's been
yeah,
a long
like,
week.
You're trying to die. You're like, just think of her. Just tell my mama I love her. Tell everybody I love them. You know, just, that's how it felt.
See, now you're trying to play me. Now you are definitely
was,
trying to play me.
That's how it sounded. Oh. It sounded like you, I thought I was losing you, man. I was like, no. She was so young.
Whatever. It was not that bad.
Oh, man. What's been up with you besides being sick, man? I know you always making moves, you know.
Most definitely. And on the cool, I'm kind of tired of making moves. Well, at the end of this week, my feature in Trapdoor Magazine drops, actually. It'll be available for purchase at trapdoormagazine.com, which it will be posted on my site, so make sure you do follow me, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I am Model Angela. Also, my feature in JLP Magazine dropped next week. That's the one I put up a little preview. Don't you just love setting his sound effects? This is awesome.
Yes. I mean, taking over. You got the internet going nuts.
He's so silly. So silly. Yeah, speaking of, this has nothing to do with nothing. But I know you're like close to Dallas, and I heard about that whole state fair thing. Is going on right now, right?
Run that back again. I told the State Fair, yes. It's actually the State Fair Classic was this past weekend, you know, TV Grandma weekend. So it was, you know, this is the first year I didn't go to one of the big events after parties and stuff. I just, I was just in a mood of just really grinding. I was really in a grinding mood and just wasn't like, oh, let's go. But I did go to After Hours, so shout out to After Hours. After Hours be on points, and it'd be like, it's like, heck, you went to the club anyway, so I'm going to be tripping.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a clubber at all, but I go when I have to, whether it's like showing support or something like that, but it's going to take a lot to drag me out the house to get to a club. I'm not going to even tell y'all no lie. I really hate the club, okay? Well, I'll say I don't like to go to the club in Houston. If I'm in another city, I'll go just because, you know, it's a different thing. And it's not the same people that you see every weekend in the same city that you're in, you know? So,
right.
I guess, you know, that's kind of different. But
yeah, because some people like going to, No, it's hard. You know, it's like Cheers. You know, some people want to go where everybody knows your name. I don't mind going with people. I like going where people know my name and show me respect. But, oh, I know that dude. But like you said, I like going to other spots, and you still get that same reaction. Like people are like, man, like you still in the scene, you in a whole other city. It's nothing better.
Right. That's very, 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 very true.
Because every city I went to Portland, you knew I was in the building. When I went to Boston, you knew I was in the building. Memphis, Philly, doesn't matter. It's like it's not matter. I'm not one of those people that had to be in Texas to make something happy. You know I'm where I'm at when I'm there. So it is definitely
right.
It's just proving that I'm just that turned up and I'm just that much of a crowd stealer.
Can't help
it. Oh, really? That's their proof? It is what it is, man. You know, I'm just saying, man. It's letting people know, you know. I live up to the hype, you know. I'm not just a person that just, you know, it's all hype, but now I live up to what I say.
And I would have to second that. You do actually live up to what you say you do. Also, I want to let everybody know who's going to be in Houston this weekend, October 12th. That is this weekend, right? Yeah. October 12th, starting at 10, I am hosting Fats Domino Mixtape Release Party. And Fats Domino actually has an interview on Glitz and Glamour Radio next week. So make sure, if you can... come out and see me on Saturday, and it will actually be at Privé, which is 4818 Almeda, 77054, and that's in Houston. And also tune in next week to get Fats Domino mixtape interview, My Thoughts Out Loud, Long Story Short, his mixtape that's dropping. But it actually dropped today, though. Now.
All right. You know, it's like I say, one thing, I want to definitely tell people, I'm about to let one of the cats out of the bag. And y'all get ready. You know, soon the show will be extending its time because we just got so, sometimes some shows, we just got too much to do and we got to have more time. So I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, let people know that as soon as we get to Grandma, will be 2 hours long, so yeah, man, it's gonna get real.
2 hours of Angelo and Houston.
Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? My Tuesday. Oh, not 2 3 hours of you.
But seriously, how could you not want 2 hours with me? Okay, but back to this whole data thing. I'm trying to figure out if it's really worth me actually attending. I heard that they pretty much fry everything at this whole.
Oh, yeah, you can pretty much fry. You take it to them. They always have their feature things they do every year.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, so they switch it up some years. Like it'd be the feature thing of the year. Like this year, the big item is we're frying, but these people fry. When I say every damn thing, they fry every damn thing. They fry Oreos. They fry peanut butter sandwiches. They fry everything over there. It gets real.
That's interesting. I'm going to go with some fried watermelon. How do y'all think that it tastes, fried watermelon?
Yeah, I can see, because your country self, I see you trying to fry everything.
All right,
here I am, y'all. I'm ready to
try
something.
See how you trying to do it right now?
It's like tomorrow I talk to you, tomorrow I realize, yeah, Angela, can't you?
Yes, I am. And it's so funny because everybody is like that. They're like, you were so country. And I was so not born or raised in the country. That's the bad part about it.
Wow, I thought some reason that you were. I'm like, maybe she was like raising. I said, cause you come straight off country.
Nope.
Like, you finna go feed the pigs and cattle and all that. Like you finna do it all.
No. Now, my grandparents are from the country, but I'm not. I just happen to get that country accent. It happens to the best of us, though. Don't laugh at it. I'm sensitive about my accent. Not really. I just thought I should say that because it didn't seem like you bought it anyway. You just really ain't right for that.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, I see that you get girls in the building. Riri, what's up, Houston _ Riri?
You will not. We doing it. Y'all just had some technical difficulties out this world. It was just so random, but Angela helped me. Woo woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know
well,
what?
Rather
everybody
have you,
has
well, you,
an
did you get stuck in like a tornado or something, and you went to the land of Oz?
No, what happened is the iPhone sent out this update for iOS 7, which everybody's phone updated perfectly fine, but it has, like, these glitches in it. So then they backdoored and sent out another update, and for some people it's still not working. So I don't even know, like, what the problem is. So usually, like, right now, if you have a problem with your phone and it's the iPhone, cut it off and cut it back on, okay?
That's a
damn shame. iPhone. You know, if you had an Android, you wouldn't have these problems. You'd be able to
You know, I would agree with you if I never had an Android before. I've had an Android, and that was the most miserable year of my life.
Oh, where did you have an Android?
I had an Android before I had an iPhone.
When did you last have an Android? That's the question. When did you last have one?
I think it was last year.
What kind of Android was an old Android? Come on.
No, I always have the most recent phone. Don't try to play me.
I about to say that you had like the ones that can't even upgrade past 2.2. I about to say, dang. Of course you had a horrible experience. That's like getting a BlackBerry. Oh.
See what I'm saying? No, but it was a phone that I remember everybody having because I remember they was like beefing about it. Like, this phone's better than that phone. And I was just like, no, this phone really not better than no iPhone. And that's when I finally got rid of it.
Oh, shoot, my Android
for the best of us.
That treats me good. It treats me good, you know. It's my baby. I do everything around the world right from this phone. He's like, yeah. I ain't no excuses,
really.
Man.
That's what's new with you, Houston?
Nothing much, really. Same old stuff, just a different day, you know. My baby won't be loud on the phone today, y'all, now. Somebody's watching.
I
said, so, whoop.
I said, what? I was like, hold on. I was real tight. You called it out. I listened real carefully. I was like, it's quiet over there.
Yes.
Oh, no, man.
Y'all like him snoring on the phone, don't you? Y'all live it when he snores. You silly. Me and Sadie were just talking about the State Fair in Dallas, right? And he was like, they fry pretty much anything you bring to them. And I was like, I want some fried watermelon. Like, I just think that would be interesting to fry. Because
you want what?
Fried watermelon. No, I just want to see what it tastes like. Just because it was like they fry everything. So everybody's had fried ice cream, fried pickles, fried Oreos. I want to try fried pizza fruit.
Fried peanut butter sandwiches. They do say that's the fruit of point. My favorite one that I don't get, fried butter. Oh, that is gross. Like
fried butter.
I just can't. It just don't sound right to me. Yes, that's one of the biggest things. That people love to fry that. I don't know why, but people eat fried butter. Why? I don't know.
Why?
That's nasty. That's real
nasty. Actually.
That's like one of the biggest ones is that. That and fried Oreos and the fried peanut butter sandwiches, that's the main one you hear about from people. Yeah, I got me some fried Oreos, man. You can even get some fried Peruvian hair like you did.
That's so light.
These are what some of them chicks' hair looking like. Okay, I'm going to try. I said I was going to change my life. And now I'm going to be good.
That's too funny. So don't be walking around with that dry hair, ladies, at the fair.
Okay.
Oh, no. So they're going to make sure they're good. They're going to make sure they got at least that good Yankee in their head.
If somebody still wearing Yankee hair, they need their ass whooped, okay?
Yeah, because that's just, that is not what's up.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a music break. And we're going to go ahead and play one of the artists who previously were in a Hard or Not song battle, J. Dot Mars, followed by King Bishop. Gotta get it.
All right.
I'm on my way to Mars, floating in this bitch, I don't even need a car. Bottles in my section, don't need to go to the bar. You fucking with a star, they know who we are. Double cup in my hand, chick saying I'm leaning. I ain't paid much for this shit, but you can't have none, I'm greedy. I'm fiending for that taste now, just knock me and Ace down. This purple got me flow like I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I'm high, please don't kill my vibe. Mad room in my spaceship, just stop in my ride. Baby, tell me what your fix. I got whatever you like. I'ma get you right. I'ma get you right. I'm gone. Oh. For my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers. My permission seems different. Style phone cup holders and to my pill poppers. Whatever get you rocking, whatever get you rolling. Yeah, you turned up and you know it. Just keep the perks flowing until you start dozing. Whatever does the job, whatever gets you to Mars. These mollies got me dancing with the stars. This coconut and rock got me charged. That's no lie. If I fall, I might die. I'm so high. Shorty next to me, she on the same note. She's so right. Now we both high. She just waiting for me to land it. I told her sex is better when you on another planet. We gone. Ho! Oh. For my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers, my permission seems zippers. I say this one for my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers, my permission seems zippers. We gone. Huh.
Business. business of living. Need not tell you who the fuck is in the building. Tom Cruise cruising, Michael Jackson trailing, KJZ performing. Tell me what you're doing. Ricky Ross bossing, Young Jesus trapping. Did they getting money? Did they still on it? Shine this time, the locks are still mobbing. Mob D broke up, but Queens are still popping. Nas is still the realest, really kept the hip popping. Snoop still be smoking like 808 knocking. T.I. did some time, but Boosie still locked up. Rest in peace, MC, but B still be rocking. Yeah, I kept the real, you know I'm Tupacing. I got my score for real, you know I'm D-blocking. The industry ain't real, you know they flip-flopping. I want my part of the deal, the money keep calling. I gotta get the money, cause ain't nothing funny. Nobody give me nothing, you ain't taking nothing from me. You ain't taking nothing from me, cause nobody give me nothing. Cause ain't nothing funny, now I gotta get this money. The money, 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 money. I gotta get this money, money, the money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money, gotta get this money, money. I gotta get this money, gotta get this money. I gotta get this money.
Hold up, now they asking, how y'all got CD popping? They used to do it for love, now they do it for the profit. I remember how it was when they was CD popping. Since they made that Laffy Taffy, it ain't nobody trying to stop it, stop it. Now when they rapping, they claim they we made our lane, now nobody in that market. I'm disgusted by that industry's garbage. Kind of beef I manage, I should be considered a savage. Sit back while I get cabbage, the money in the package. When it comes to getting fame, it's drama in the baggage. Don't get your head involved, cause it probably get damaged. That's why I stay hungry, I'm famished, I promise. I'm a lost boy, a black sheep, a Scarface addict. I'm a lost ghetto boy in the hood, that's what's happening. I'm the Woo Rough Riding, the Rockefeller Viking. I'm about to go and get this money. Well, alright then.
I gotta get the money, cause ain't nothing funny. Nobody give me nothing. You ain't taking nothing from me. You ain't taking nothing from me. Cause nobody give me nothing. Cause ain't nothing funny, now I gotta get this money. The money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money, money, the money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money, gotta get this money, money. I gotta get this money, money. Gotta get this money, I gotta get this money, yeah.
Really? Really?
Really?
You know, give y'all cover, you know, even back song, you know, it make it even hotter because, you know, I could just have like a regular old sound, right? But y'all got me singing. That's even better.
Not at all.
Probably not.
Oh really?
Y'all
really?
What I was doing
that's, why, that's why you got that fried up yak in your head.
No, really, I have Peruvian, you know, but I need to give me some more.
Yeah,
why
I was
music break, I'm just singing to myself and couldn't keep on. Girl, you silly, I'm over here playing candy corn. I actually got on the ship and actually was on my way tomorrow. So I had to remind myself, wait, I got to do the show.
That is so funny. Switch around. Okay.
Now,
you might as well start gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we got to do? Now, the first thing first, Love and Hip Hop is officially coming to Houston.
Yes.
And from what has been released, the cast members are going to be Go DJ High C, Slim Thug, Willie D from the Ghetto Boys, Johnny Blaze, which is a stripper, Crystal Solis, which is a model, and Lil Keith, which is a promoter, which is Crystal Solis' boyfriend.
Well, now Slim Thug is confusing. Because one minute he say he doing it, then next minute he say he ain't doing it, if LaToya ain't doing it, and she talking about she sure ain't doing it, so I need them to make up their mind.
Well, see, this was supposedly the official.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. So this was this they said was the official cast, and then I read the story about LaToya Luckett, you know, said she wasn't going to do it. But Slim was like, he was going to do it, and then, like, all his little drama that he have going on all the damn time. He don't care what he say, how he say it, or who he say it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just don't think, honestly, that it will be as interesting as Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I don't think
they're
going
to
have all
people.
The drama. Like, I think that, I think where the problem is going to come is because they're going to try to be, like, a, such a great representation of Houston. Like, they don't want to make Houston look all ratchet and ghetto like Atlanta.
But we
so
are.
They're going to end up being boring. You know?
No, that's not going to
so
be the case because
like,
Mona Scott's not going to allow it to happen. Mona Scott,
you
not,
know that Mona mentioned
Mona Scott's, she's
do.
Like, if you ain't, you know how she does her shows. If you ain't ratchet, you ain't doing it.
Exactly. Like, and who wants to see a show like, we watch Love & Hip Hop for ratchet, ignorant stuff. Nobody
mm-hmm.
watches that and takes it seriously, I hope. Like,
I think they should have some different people on their cast. I think Bun B should have been on there for one.
I don't think they would do it because him and his wife are kind of conservative.
Yeah, but I think they'll probably be like the Big Brother, Big Sister type of the whole show, trying to keep people at peace.
Queenie will cush your ass out and keep it moving, okay?
Yeah, but I think
yeah,
she'll be more calm about it.
Everybody that you know, like, know big time, like, you know, like, you got Slim Thug, you got
really
a reputation for the boys. I think you need to throw in, like, Kurt Cobain or, like,
yeah,
like, she throw, like, that triple two that Kurt Cobain talked to. Because
yeah,
that's still a cut-in, that's a tie into it.
Well, you know, Johnny Blaze, of course they picked her because she always got some drama in the media going on. And when I was reading up on it, it was saying that, remember that whole ordeal was going on where she supposedly had a miscarriage on stage while dancing? And supposedly she had a miscarriage on stage while actually dancing. And supposedly she was pregnant by Baltimore Ravens Bernard Pierce, who all this was leaked to media takeout from her phone. And Pierce allegedly called her a bitch in July and threatened her if she didn't have an abortion. So, I don't even know, but I'm sure. If don't nobody else have no drama, Johnny gonna have some drama.
Okay.
Nothing else. She's gonna have some drama. And Hi-C and his wife, they probably gonna actually end up being like the big brother, big sister couple, you know, the kind of mentor type.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of, you know, they own the scene, but they not own the scene like Johnny Blaze and Slim. You know, not all acting
mm-hmm.
cool, all out in public. And then Lil Keith, he's just so not important. But supposedly, well, you know, of course he is Crystal Solis' boyfriend, but supposedly he dated Rosa Acosta, too. I don't know how true that is.
Maybe.
He's like all kinds of young hoes running behind him. You know them Houston people fuck everything coming to club.
Sure do.
Let them
still
they get the club for free.
Yeah.
Promoters, y'all still got to get to the club before 12. That's cold.
That's a little messed up. But I just really think the show, I want to see it. I'm going to watch it. But I got a feeling it's going to be boring.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a couple episodes to try. If I don't
mm-hmm.
see nobody, like, cussing nobody out by episode 2, I'm probably ain't going to watch no more.
Yeah.
It's not even about the cussing, not necessarily. It's about just, you know, what are they going to do to keep it interesting? You know, that's what I would
No, say. I want just, somebody cussing somebody out, being ignorant. Representing
yeah.
the black folks as a horrible race. That's what I'm trying to see.
Damn.
Lord.
Damn, Gina. She wants us to look real ignorant on that TV screen.
Because you cannot let, you know, a TV show justify a whole race. And people believe, like, that's what's going on. No, it's fucking entertainment television, okay?
Stop watching if you don't fucking agree. And if you think that's what you are, then that's probably what the hell you are.
Watch some shit that's going to piss them off. Don't watch the shit.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, I used to think the same way. I used to think it was racist and stuff like that with all the black shows, people acting a fool, until I saw Honey Boo Boo.
Okay. Girl,
that is the
part
of white trash. They have a fucking farting contest on national television, cable television.
They disgusting.
As
they
hell. Are nasty. Like,
I'm one of them people. I ain't gonna watch it. That's a show. I watched one episode, not even the whole episode. I said, baby, these some disgusting ass, nasty ass white folks. Let me stop watching this before I get pissed off.
Yeah. They are funny, but when they be like, is it better redneck or not?
Better redneck or not? You know, I used to think that was so on the damn child in pageants is the way she is. My girl, boo, you wasn't going to win. Her mama and life was doing that shit. Mess off that baby's self-esteem. But she thinks she the hottest thing walking.
She do. I think that's why it's so funny.
Oh. Coach.
Daddy, you don't watch Honey Boo Boo?
I haven't seen it a couple of times, but yeah, I'm telling you how I feel about it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You like that little clip, huh?
Donnie? Yeah. Donnie. I love it. It really, it is a record. Every time something niggerish happens, I just love to press that button.
I love the word niggerish.
Niggerish, right?
Niggerish happens. I like that word.
Uh-huh.
Funny. Anywho, y'all know what's going to be good? I did read it. They also, like, casting right now for Love & Hip Hop LA and Love & Hip Hop New Orleans. Love & Hip Hop New Orleans is going to be good, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to see some twerking. You're going to see some of that real twerking.
No, Love & Hip Hop New Orleans is going to be ratchet TV for your ass, okay? That's going to be hilariously funny as hell. Because they don't care what they do at all. At all.
I'm telling you, they're going to get some real twerk. They're going to be, yeah, man, I'm telling you. Everybody on here can agree with me. When you hear Cash Money 99-2000, when you hear that, you know what's coming up next in the club, and you know what people are about to do when they hear that. They ain't got to hear nothing else. They just got to hear that, and they finna hit the dance floor.
That's so funny. So when is Love & Hip Hop New York coming back?
It's coming back. I don't know what. Oh, I think it's coming up on the 28th or something. They got K. Michelle out there. Got some new people on there. Some baby mama drama, wife drama. Somebody's baby mama slaps a wife in the face. And K. Michelle getting into it with Erica Mena and all kind of stuff, girl.
I'm not surprised.
I know
that.
Because I know Erica Mena and Rich was on Urban Inc. the other day.
Did they get
Urban Inc.?
Yeah, I'm Black Ink. I'm sorry. That show, Black Ink Crew.
Is that girl from Black Ink Crew? Is she a stripper now?
No, she just happened to be. She just happened to be in the strip club, Turkey.
Oh, okay.
She just happened to be in the strip
club. Dropping like it's hot.
Just happen to be in there twerking, but you're not getting paid.
Right.
She was getting paid. I mean, it was money flying up there.
So she's not on the payroll. She just happened to be on the pole.
Yeah, she just happened
Isn't
to be
that
on
so
She just happened to. She remember, she was at King of Diamonds on top of that.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
I just literally watched the episode, like, before I came to the show. So I saw it. Okay.
She got a psycho, though. Why she get into it with everybody?
Because she's trying to... I mean, my thing is this. What I get pissed off her head about is I feel like she... I don't know. I'm so confused of why... Are you talking to Caesar because you're trying to... You actually love him? Or are you trying to talk to him just because you want to try to be in charge of the South low-key? Like, I don't know what to do. I can't figure this chick out no more.
And then she threw that emotion on my
He had dinner, and he wanted to talk about the two of them. She worried about drama at the shop. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
She's too emotional, like, thank you. Don't you got some heart problems? Why you get so damn upset about everything? Girl, you're going to have a damn, you're going to have a heart attack. That's going to die. You're going to calm down.
Yeah, I had kind of stopped watching that the first season. Like, it was good, but then it got kind of stupid. And everybody going to jail. And did that other boy go to jail with that whole Tupac case thing?
No,
I don't know. He's good. Well, yeah, I think he did go to jail, but now he's good. But he got to be comfy. He don't start showing up to his, you know, his hearing. No, not his hearing, excuse me.
No,
his,
he's still going
to
go to court.
He's going to get put back in that mug.
Damn, P.O. He's going back and forth to court still, and he don't know how to show up for his bail bondsman. This nigga don't make payments. He, you know, he supposed to show up every week. This fool goes once a month or skip a month, all kind of crazy shit. If he ain't touching
okay,
him,
he's a see, people like that deserve to be in jail. How fucking stupid are you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, his excuse was, oh, because I'm going to go see my kid. You know, I've been trying to hang out with my kids. My nigga, you ain't hanging out with your kids that much. I'm just, you know, I ain't trying to say I live his everyday life, but I just feel some type of way that that's just a convenient excuse to use to try to get out of going.
All you have to do is take your kid with you.
Right, do something. So we're going to go visit, pick up Billy's Bell's bonds in so daddy can make sure he don't go to jail. Okay, daddy, you know, some type of stuff like that. I mean, come on, man.
She's so full of caca. Foolishness. Anywho. Hey, Sharika asked me this question, and I really didn't know. I mean, Houston asked me this question, and I really didn't have an answer for her. So, should you be suspicious of your husband if he is always hanging out with his gay brother and friend? So, Sadie, if you had a gay brother and friend, would you, like, always be hanging out with him if you weren't gay?
All right, here we go. It's funny. This is why MTV got the show Guy Court coming up in November. I'm gonna give y'all a taste of Guy Code. Guy Code number 2020. It's cool, you know. It's cool to hang out with. You know, it's one thing. Yeah, you're not. I understand you're kind of with your sexuality, this, that, and the other. You want to show people, hey, I'm not homophobic, this, that, and the other. But goddamn it, every time we see you, you at the gay club and you do whatever. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Come on now. Because first you're going with them, and then now you're playing with them. I'm just saying.
I mean, in my opinion, I said the same thing because, like, y'all can't have that much in common after a while, you know, as far as, you know, what you're going out looking for, you know, different. Because, of course, y'all hang out in different clubs or y'all have different surroundings most of the time. So what is it about, you know, each other's surroundings that y'all always want to be around each other and y'all are the same type of person?
Right. He's trying to twerk people up. You trying to get twerked up. Like, I can't figure that out. How does that work?
You trying to get twerked up?
You're like, hey, man, hey, you know, you trying to holler at a chick, right? And then, you know, she got a bunch of bad friends, and you like, I need one of y'all get a homegirl so I can take her home. Well, I would, but the way my sexual orientation sub is, you know, they screw you. You can't do that.
You childish. I can't take it. Oh, my God.
But the way my sexual
orientation I'm going to be real. Y'all know all day, every day, Seti J rocks with the LGBT community because they support my show so much. Y'all know I rock with y'all, but I'm just saying, y'all know I tell it like it is, like it is.
That is so funny. I actually hang out with, I don't know why I have a problem with calling them gay. It just sounds weird because there's no, but anyway, I have a few friends that are gay or whatever, but like, I don't see anything wrong with it. But
I don't go everywhere where they go. Like, mm-hmm. we don't hang out in the same type of place. I'm uncomfortable there, you know. Like, I just be like, ooh, this is too many of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I see what I see, because I'm a lesbian. I hang around other lesbians, but that's, you know, so, you know, I don't have no problem hanging out with them all the time.
So what do you think, Houston?
What, main question, because my co-host came in and he don't want to go to sleep. So what was the main question?
Your question about your mate hanging out with his gay sibling.
I figured that's what I was talking about. I think, man, you ain't there riding out with your sibling. Come on now. They birds of a feather flock together. If your sibling is gay, okay, you might go for maybe a house party, maybe like a, you know, people watching a game or a fight party or something. But you're not finna go, oh, no, my brother, my best friend, he going to the gay club, I'm finna go with him. Hell no, nah, you gay.
That's real.
You go all the time. I'm just saying, like, you go all the time. You go into all the pride. You at every pride parade. You go into all the meetings.
Now, if you're at any pride parade, you're
if you're at a pride parade, you are gay. Hello, my name is such and such.
Hello.
And I'm gay. That's all it is.
Because that's like your coming out party. When you go to the gay pride parade, that's like a coming out party. That's like, no way, I know it. Or they be like, you know.
Well, no, I go to the pride parade because I'm a lesbian. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I go because I'm a lesbian.
Okay. Because me, like, if I had a sister, even if I had a twin sister and she was gay, I'm not going to want to go to the gay club with her because I'm just going to feel like Angela said, I'm going to be uncomfortable. And then I'm going to feel like this soon, if it's doing, I'll be wondering why you in the gay club, even if you're trying to holler at me, why you in the gay club being a dude, you know? And then I'm also wondering, is this really a dude or is this a woman look like a man? What's going on? So, no, I'm not. I'll meet you at the club, girl. We'll meet at home later.
Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't be as bad if men wouldn't lie. Well, you know, women lie too, but men accept that from women lying. But men, it's just not really cool that you lying about not being gay when you're gay. And just
because,
like,
it's because, you know, see, it's more accepted. It's more accepted for females to be gay versus males. You know, a female gay, you know, the guy's excited. Still, they like, shoot, man, it's a threesome. The females, some of the females excited because they get to see a threesome. And you know, whatever. You know, we go all day with this. But nobody, you know, and everybody watches lesbian porn, but not very many people like to see two mustaches bumping. They just don't.
And I believe that, but I'm saying, why you got to lie, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they scared. They scared to tell it because you tell it, you know, people going to get you some other way and be like, well.
I mean, correct. Actually, 10 out of 10, I'm not going to message you after you tell me that you're gay. But I feel like you should tell me the truth so I can make that decision if I'm going to message you or not. Like, I don't feel like you should trick me. Because that's when I feel some type of way. Like, because there's no way, like, I hate when females are like, I used to be gay. No, you can't used to be gay. If you're gay,
it goes back to that again. It's because it's widely accepted. A guy can't do something with chick. Can't do something with dudes and say I was experimenting. Chicks can say that all the time. Well,
if you were with a dude and another female, and y'all call yourself having a threesome, and you were a little bit too excited with the matter of fact, if you just involved anyway, you gay. Ain't no straight woman finna be laying down. I don't care if you're trying to fulfill your man's fantasy. If you sleeping with another woman, you are gay. You might not want to admit it, but you're gay. I don't have a problem with you being gay. I don't have a problem with gay people. I know some gay people. I'm cool with some gay people. But if you are sleeping with them people, you are gay. Point blank and period.
Why not just be who you want to be?
Okay.
Who gives a shit what you people call you?
What you doing? Yeah.
Right.
Like,
you want to be a freak like Riri and Angela, you can be it. Nobody can judge you. Well, some people are, but don't care about
that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. He did just play us,
Was that a slug? Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, it really was.
But really, though, like, I just hate when people can't actually, I just feel like when people hide who they are, they can't actually live their life because they so worried about, you know, what the next person is going to say about them. Like, at the end of the day, I'd be like, fuck that. I'm going to do what makes me happy because it's me who has to live with me. Who gives a shit if you don't?
It sounds like some people that say, I ain't want to tell all the way to press up and hang out with you because I didn't want you to think anything about me. Well, hell, now I think about to think about it you now. So what different thing you doing it then and now makes it any different?
Yeah, I hate when people be like, well, I want you to fall in love with me first before I told you the truth. Now I hate your ass because I fell in love with a lot, stupid. Where do people get these mind frames from all together? It's just wrong.
I don't know. TV, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I don't know where they're getting it. Remember they're getting it from, you know, when people play the numbers game on Facebook, they probably getting it from there.
The numbers.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen you play that game, Angela.
No, I don't play that game.
It's refreshing to see there's a grown woman who does not play that game. Because it's just like some people, every night they play it. And they don't see it looks thirsty. They don't think nothing's wrong with it. They don't think it's thirsty at all. I think it's either thirsty or reverse thirsty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. The tracks, we just about to go into the music break. I've got the... Ladies here, meet here tonight, and the tracks, you ready?
Yep. First track, we got D-Ray, Shake It, and Blow Hustle, Versace Husband.
Aight.
Let me see you scrub the ground, scrub the ground, Yeah, I wear you out. Hit you with that stroke. Stay in and out. You can't be my main bitch, but we can fuck around.
No.
Bang, bang, ski, then I'm nowhere to be found.
Yeah, it's over. Now drop it. Now shake it. Don't stop it. Then that ass over. Now drop it. Now shake it. Don't stop it. Shake that ass.
Crazy. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're going to learn. They're going to learn, Angela. They're going to learn.
Oh, you're not, I don't care what I play. You're not going to come to my house without no damn game, especially if your ass wasn't talented enough to get picked to go on that field and do my damn job. You want to shut up, sit your ass home from your TV, and watch the fucking game.
Right, but yeah. End of the day, I feel some other way because, you know, you really be downplaying my Cowboys, and now you see that, wait a minute, I can't speak on it until my team do good, too. So, I'm just saying. Y'all having an interesting season, too. J.J. Watt doing the dang thing. I don't care. Nobody say J.J. Watt is holding y'all down, but he can't win the game by himself.
Yeah, he can't win the game by himself. I don't know what's going on. I actually missed the past couple of games. After the past three games, I mean, I've watched, like, the scores and stuff with my little app, but I haven't physically sat down and watched the game. But I plan to this Sunday, Saturday, whenever they play, whatever. Anyway. Yeah. That's something to tell you, not. Huh?
So you crack me up.
Why?
You should be you're like, oh, you know, I plan on watching this week. well, you know, I plan on.
I really do, though. But this past Sunday,
it's all right. You just really want to watch your team lose, too.
Oh, no, I don't mind watching. A loser is a loser, a win is a win. But that stuff don't even matter to me because at the end of the day, I still don't get nothing whether you win or lose. So that makes me no difference. I don't even go get the free slushy because the line is stupid. So
right,
win, lose, or draw.
I'm cheating right now. I'm seeing who y'all playing. Y'all playing against the Rams, or y'all might get a win this week.
Yeah.
We playing against the Redskins. It's going to be interesting.
Y'all
it's going to be
another
interesting
game.
No. You see how that's what Texans do. That's what Houston Texans do, right? I said, y'all going to play against the Rams. Oh, y'all about to win. I say if I'm playing against the Redskins, first thing you say is, oh, y'all about to lose. See, that type of thinking there is why y'all where y'all at now.
Well, shit, y'all right. Well, what the fuck you mean?
No matter. We look at what we did to Peyton Manning. I'm just saying, like, really, at the end of the day, this is no free. It came down to that stupid field goal. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Tony Romo on that freaking pass, that interception.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But other than that, it was a good game. Like, I don't care. And they people said they want to say, but that boy Tony Romo is cold. I don't care. Nobody says. Because, I mean, he just showed it. He can't do it by himself. And the same way with J.J. White. He's cold. And the dude's always doing stuff. He got his nose bleeding from games, all kind of stuff. But he can't play the game by himself either.
Very true.
He got to get better.
That is very, very true. That's funny. Anywho, guys, unfortunately, our show is coming to an end. But shortly, next couple weeks, our show will be moving to 2 hours. So you don't have to worry about leaving us so soon. I know it's so hard because y'all just love us so much, so no need to fear. Angela's still going to be here. And make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Model Angela. And that's also my Facebook, so make sure y'all do follow me on all my social networks. And I do just want to give a few shout-outs to La Chic Boutique in Houston. They're keeping me styled for all events. And also to Be Unique Hair, who is actually my personal stylist, hairstylist for all my events as well, pretty much every day. And that's beuniquehair.com. Betty, you?
I mean, you know, let everybody know, you know how y'all can find me. You can find me at Gain the error. That's why I type it in. Seti J Dust C D D Y letter J D U S K. And make sure if you're a person that's a professional in the entertainment industry as a whole, join DustSpot.com. It's going to do you some good because if you're on Facebook and Instagram, you got to deal with, oh my God, on Twitter, you got to deal with the spammers. You got to deal with, oh my God, if I add too many friends, am I going to get suspended? Oh, he doesn't know me. He's going to get me suspended. Oh, they don't like my picture. They're going to get me suspended. No. We ain't got time for that. That childish high school stuff, we don't do it at Dust Spot. Find us at Dust Spot, DUSKSCOT.com. It is that simple.
Whoop.
So, yeah, we were out, man. You know, that being said.
And we are out, guys. Make sure you tune in next week, same time, same place. We will have a Hot or Not battle next week along with our interview with that Domino. And be sure to come out this weekend. I will post everything on my site. And see me on Saturday. Good night, everyone.
Good night.